Good morning. I am Pastor Sandy, and I am delighted to worship with you all today.
大家早，我是刘梅碧仪牧师，很高兴与大家一同参与主日崇拜。
Before we celebrate the long Thanksgiving weekend with lots of food, family, and friends, be reminded that we should practice an attitude of gratitude always and in every circumstance.
我们将在感恩节长周末和家人朋友一起庆祝。吃好吃的，在那之但但在那个之前，我们应当提醒自己，应该随时都存有一颗感恩的心，在任何状况中都能够凡事谢恩。
Let's always be thankful.
愿我们时时刻刻都心怀感恩。
Everywhere you look these days, people are hurting and searching for hope.
今天不论你往哪里看，人们都在困苦中，在寻找希望。
Your attitude of gratitude.Can bring you joy and others within your reach.
你一颗感恩的心可以使喜乐带进你自己的心里，也可以将喜乐传给你周边的人。
There are seasons in life that we find ourselves immersed in heartache, anxiety, and hardship.
在人生中有些阶段，我们或许会认为自己或许会自己沉浸在心痛、焦虑和困苦中。
Even in our church today, brothers and sisters need love and support.
今天在我们教会里面，也有亲爱的弟兄姐妹需要我们的关怀和我们的帮助。
So let us be generous to care for one another and pray nonstop.
让我们能够敞开我们的心，彼此关怀，互相代祷。
God has abundantly blessed us.
神在很多的事上都已经大大的祝福我们。
Let's not forget the goodness of God.
我们不要忘记他的美善。
How he has worked so powerfully to transform us and to save us.
他如何用他的大能改变拯救我们。
No one is exempt from troubles, rejection, or even persecution along life's journey.
在人生的道路上，没有人可以完完全全地避开困难、厌弃，甚至逼迫。
And when an old door closes,God may be leading you to a new opportunity, a better place.
当一扇门关闭的时候，或许就是在那个时候，神正要领你进入一个新的机会，一个更新更好的地方。
But we may not even recognize the blessing in disguise when it appears to be ordinary.
可是这件事情可能看起来很平凡，以至于我们甚至没有认出它就是神的恩典。
A man who was well-to-do enjoyed buying his father unusual and exotic gifts.
有一个很有钱的人，他很喜欢买一些稀奇古怪的东西给他的父亲。
For one birthday, this man found an amazing gift for his father that was truly unique.
有一年他父亲过生日，他找到了一个真的是很奇特的礼物。
There was a talking bird that can speak 5 languages, plus sing a song standing on 1 foot.
是一只会说五个原语的鸟，而且还会同时唱歌，然后用一只脚站立。
So he purchased this bird and sent it ahead to his father for his birthday.
所以他就买了这只鸟，然后就送给他的爸爸那边。
A few days later, this man went to his father's house to see if he was enjoying his unique and expensive gift.
他把这个鸟寄到他父亲那边，几天以后，他就去他爸爸家里，看看他爸爸喜不喜欢这个礼物。
When he arrived at his house, he smiled and said, "Hey, Dad, did you get my present?"
他到他父亲家的时候，他就微笑地说，爸，你有收到我的礼物吗？
"I sure did," his father said.
他爸爸就回答说，当然有哦。
So the son was excited. "Well, how do you like it?"
这儿子就很兴奋，就说，那你很喜欢它吗？
And his father said, "Thank you, son. It was so delicious."
他爸爸就回答说，儿子啊，真是谢谢你，它真的很好吃。
Obviously, the dad had missed the point of his son's prize bird.
那当然，他这个爸爸完完全全忽略了说这个礼物的重点是一只珍禽异兽。
That he treated it like an ordinary chicken.
他只把它当作一只普通的鸡来吃。
And too often, that's how we treat some gifts that God gives us.
我们常常也是常使用这种态度来 对待神给我们的礼物。
So it is my prayer today that you would live with an attitude of gratitude.
我的祷告就是希望我们今天每一个人都能够用一生 来活出一个凡事谢恩的生命。
Once we receive something with great thanksgiving, after a little while, we may lose interest after the novelty dwindles.
有时候我们收到一个礼物，一开始会很高兴、很感谢，可是过了一阵子，那个新鲜感就没有了。
And then both the gift and the giver may be forgotten.
我们就渐渐忘记那件礼物，甚至忘记送礼物的人。
For example, your daughter begs you to buy that cute little puppy as a new pet.
比方说，你的女儿一直央求你买那一只很可爱、很可爱的小狗来当新的宠物。
So she promises to feed it, to walk it, to play with it, so you buy the dog.
她发誓说她一定会好好的喂这只狗，好好的去遛狗，然后陪它玩，所以你就买了这只小狗。
At first, she was very grateful and did a great job.
一开始她真的很感谢你，而且她真的有做得到，说得到，说到做到。
Until she realized taking care of a little puppy took so much effort.
一直到他发现说，原来照顾一只小狗是一件那么费事的事情。
The puppy poops a lot.
狗时常大便。
It has accidents.
也常常会闯祸。
It demands so much attention.
他一直要你陪他玩。
Buying little doggy toys are expensive.
买狗玩具也不是很便宜的事情。
And then as the dog is growing, she realizes that puppy isn't so cute.
然后狗长大，慢慢的长大以后，你的女儿就发现说，原来这只小狗没有想象中那么可爱。
And now it's your dog.
现在这只狗就变成你的狗了。
Another example, a man works hard to land his dream job.
另外一个例子，有一个先生，他很勤劳的工作，总算找到了梦寐以求的工作。
He impresses the boss and he's hired with a good salary and a signing bonus.
他被录取了，薪水很好，而且还有签约的奖金。
So he is very grateful.
所以他真的好感恩。
Until he realizes that it demands long hours.
直到他发现说，原来这个工作要花很多的时间。
It's constant stress.
压力也很大。
There is no more leisure time.
他完全没有休闲的时间。
It's project after project.
总是一个接一个的企划要做。
And then he reaches a point of burnout.
到最后，他一直埋头苦干，到最后过劳。
And complains that the boss expects too much.
就抱怨说他老板的要求实在太多。
Now, these are not perfect examples, and I'm not suggesting that if you are in an unhealthy work environment, that you should maintain it.
这些都不是一个完美的例子，而且我也不是在这边说一个人要在一个不健康的环境下一直撑下去。
But hey, some prize gifts, it takes a lot of hard work and sacrifice to enjoy.
我要说的是，有一些贵重的礼物是我们要付出辛苦的工作和牺牲。
Such as planting a church.
就像教会职堂一样
，or nurturing a healthy marriage，
或者是维持一个健康的婚姻
，or raising children，
或者是养育我们的孩子
，or sharing the gospel and growing a ministry，
或者是分享福音和扩展一个事工。
And we realize there is wisdom in being joyful always, pray unceasingly, and give thanks in good times and bad。
我们就知道说这句话是一个很有智慧的这句话，就是要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
In the Thessalonian church, the attitude of gratitude helps to advance the gospel.
在帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们感恩的心使福音扩展。
Thanksgiving advances the gospel.
心怀感恩能使福音扩展。
The Apostle Paul has a special love for this young Thessalonian church.
使徒保罗特别疼爱这个刚拓开的帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
Because they fearlessly and joyfully advance the gospel regardless of opposition.
因为这个教会不论遇到什么阻碍，他们依然是很喜乐的，不惧怕的将福音广传。
And Paul describes his affection for them. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers.
保罗就形容他对他们的疼爱，他记载说我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。
We loved you so much.
我们既是这样爱你们。
We have intense longing to see you.
我们很愿意见你们的面，在新译本里面就说我们非常渴望见到你们。
Now on his second missionary journey, Paul and Silas first brought the gospel to Thessalonica in Acts chapter 17.
在保罗第二次旅行布道的时候，他与希拉来到帖撒罗尼迦，这是在《使徒行传》第十七章记载的。
Paul and Silas and also Timothy spent about 3 short weeks 3 Sabbath days with them, we are told.
上面记载说保罗、希拉和提摩太在那边只住短短了三个礼拜，就是他们与他们共度过三个安息日。
And in those 3 weeks, they shared the gospel with the Jews and the God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women, it tells us.
在那短短的三个礼拜当中，他们与当地的犹太人、还有敬畏神的希利尼人、还有一些尊贵的妇女分享福音。
Some scholars believe that the time was actually about 3 months.
有些神学家认为他们其实待了可能是有三个月之久。
But in any case, it was a good, brief ministry together.
但不论如何，他们一同在那个时段里面，一同经历了美好短暂的事工。
The gospel came to them in word, in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction.
福音借着神的道、神的大能，还有圣灵的感动，临到他们的中间，坚固了他们的信心。
But when the mob rioted and persecution broke out, the believers sent Paul and Silas away for their safety.
当时暴动跟逼迫发生的时候，信徒就将保罗和希拉送走，确保他们的安全。
But Timothy was left behind.
但提摩太却留下来。
From Timothy's updates, Paul and Silas learned that these Thessalonian believers remained faithful amidst the persecution.
保罗从提摩太的书信中得知说帖撒罗尼迦的教会当时虽然遭逼迫，他们仍然坚守他们的道。
And they advanced the gospel.
而且同时使福音扩展。
They were thankful and they advanced the gospel.
他们心怀感恩，使福音扩展。
Paul's affection and concern for them led him to encourage these new converts as they thrived in persecution.
保罗很疼爱这个教会，很关怀这个教会，他就鼓励这个教会，就算他们是在逼迫当中，他们还是能够兴旺。
Now this first Thessalonian letter was believed to be the earliest of Paul's letters.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是公认为保罗书信中第一个著作。
Because Paul was eager to warn them what would come next.
而且保罗就跟他们说接下来会发生什么事情。
These 3 things will surely come.
他说这三件事一定会降临到。
First, trials will come.
必有试炼与患难。
But build each other up in love and faith.
但借着你们的爱与信心可以彼此建立。
Because God has entrusted the gospel to you.
因为神已经将福音交托于你们。
Secondly, temptations will surely come.
第二，他们必遭诱惑跟试探。
But live in purity and holiness so that you walk in a manner worthy of God.
但保罗对他们说，你们要活出圣洁的生命，叫你们行事对得起神。
And most importantly, Jesus will come again.
最重要的就是耶稣将会再来。
So live in the hope of your salvation and your future hope.
所以你要活着有盼望的人生。
Don't live like others with no hope.
你知道你有得救的盼望，不要像那些没有希望的人生活。
Stand strong until Jesus returns.
靠着信心刚强，坚守你的道，稳固的站立。
So in Paul's final instructions in chapter 5, he gives us 3 imperatives in 1 sweeping breath and says unconditionally, this is God's will for you.
所以保罗在最后的嘱咐当中，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，他一口气列出了3个命令，说这是神的旨意。
It is not a piece of advice. It is not optional. It's not even a suggestion. It is God's will for you.
这不是一个劝告，也没有选择性，也不是他个人的建议。他说这是神所定的旨意。
And this is what God's will has 3 things. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And give thanks in every circumstance.
而神的旨意就是要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Whether in tragedy or the best of times, it is God's will that you turn to Him and find a way to be joyful, to pray, and to give thanks.
不论是在艰难中，或者是在最好的时期当中，神的旨意就是要我们能够随时随刻都转向他，心怀喜乐，要不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Always, all the time, and without end.
一直都是如此，时时刻刻，永无止境。
So instead of focusing our energy on the problem, we turn to our problem solver.
与其我们围绕着自己的问题一直打转，我们应该直接转向那个知道答案的神。
Instead of focusing on what we don't have, we turn to what we do have.
与其专注在我们缺乏、我们没有什么东西，我们应该 知道说我们有什么，我们有谁。
Instead of getting angry and bitter, pay evil for evil, we remember to give thanks for what God has done.
与其变得越来越生气，越来越苦毒，以恶报恶，我们应当为神的所作所为献上感恩。
And they discovered that thanksgiving is contagious.
他们就发现说，心怀感恩是一件有传染性的。
And joy is infectious, just like the early church in Acts 2.
喜乐也能够蔓延，就如同经上所记载，初代教会在使徒行传里所记载的。
This is what our church needs to be.
我们的教会也应当如此。
And day by day, attending to the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who are being saved.
这里说他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜，诚实的心用饭。赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Their joy and gratitude were so infectious that it drew others into its thankfulness and happiness.
他们的喜乐跟感恩有极大的影响力，吸引了其他的人来进入这个喜乐的状态中。
And it can advance the gospel.
而且在这当中，福音就渐渐的增长。
But just as much as gratitude is contagious,Ungratefulness can be equally contagious.
感恩能传染给别人，但是忘恩负义的心相同也能蔓延。
Ungratefulness can detour faith.
忘恩负义能使人信心软弱，偏行己路。
The people of Israel exhibited an unparalleled example of ungratefulness.
在出埃及记里，以色列人就展现出了这种无比的忘恩负义的心态。
When we talk about gratitude, we must recognize that the absence of gratitude negatively also impacts a whole community.
当我们在讲感恩的时候，我们应该讨论，知道说，在反过来的说，一个没有感恩的状态下，是能够怎么样负面的影响到整个群组。
What is amazing to me in Exodus 16 is that ungratefulness was not isolated to a handful of Hebrews.
我比较惊讶的是在出埃及记第十六章里面这个忘恩负义的心态不只是单单在几个以色列人的身上。
But it was like a cancer that spread through the entire community in a very short time.
反而是很像一个癌细胞在一个很短暂的时间它就在整个族群里面 扩散蔓延。
Where gratitude can advance the gospel, ungratefulness can detour faith in the opposite direction.
所以感恩的心能够使福音扩展，但是忘恩负义的心则使人信心软弱跌倒，走向反方向的路。
The Hebrews spent 400 years of slavery in Egypt.
以色列人在400年当中在埃及为奴。
Essentially, they were all born into slavery and never knew a day of freedom.
基本上，他们一出生就是奴隶，他们完全没有一天是自由的。
And the Egyptians felt threatened by their large numbers that they assigned the Israelites to hard work, back-breaking brick and mortar work, and labor-intensive field work.
埃及人看他们日日增长，人数越来越多，就很害怕，所以就给他们做很辛苦的工作，是很耗体力的工作，像造砖或在田间的工作。
And it tells us that the Lord heard the groanings and cries of the Israelites.
出埃及记里就告诉我们说，神听到了他们的哀息，叹息跟哀求。
But the Lord remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各所立的约。
Then after a time, he positioned Aaron and Moses to deliver them from their miserable lives.
之后他就兴起摩西和亚伦，将以色列人从这个痛苦的生活中领出来。
So miracle after miracle, the Israelites saw Moses go up against Pharaoh.
所以以色列人在这个时候就透过各式各样的神迹，见证了摩西如何对抗法老。
They witnessed and experienced the plague after plague.And smelled death in the air.
他们经历了一灾又一灾，在那个过程当中，他们也渐渐感觉到死亡即将来临。
The Lord God said, let my people go. And with a hardened heart, Pharaoh refused. No.
神说容我的百姓去，但是法老的心刚硬，就拒绝这个要求，说不。
Then the plague of water turned into blood, and then the fish died, and it stank.
所以水开始变成血，鱼在河里面就死了，那个河也开始发臭。
This destroyed the drinking water supply.
所以水源就破坏了，而且他们人当地的人就不能再喝河水。
And then again, let my people go. And again, no.
再一次容我的百姓去，然而他的答案还是不。
Then the plague of frogs swarmed all over the land and their homes and died all over, and the land stank.
所以青蛙就遍满了埃及全地和他们所有人的家，然后这些青蛙死了以后又发臭，整全地都腥臭。
Let my people go. Again, he said no.
容我的百姓去，不。
And then the plague of the gnats fell upon every man and beast.
所以狮子之灾就降临到所有的人和牲畜的身上。
Then the plague of the flies swarmed the Egyptian homes and people.
然后苍蝇满了埃及人的房屋和他们的身上。
Followed by a plague that killed the Egyptian livestock.
接下来神又降灾在埃及所有的牲畜上。
Then a plague of boils upon every Egyptian man and beast.
又有疱疮灾降临在埃及人和牲畜上。
And then the plague of hail and the plague of locusts.
还有冰雹灾，还有蝗虫灾。
And then finally, the tenth plague of the death of the firstborn.
到最后就是第十灾，就是长子死亡之灾。
With each miraculous act, they saw God separating them.Out and preserving the Israels.
所以透过每一个神迹，以色列人就看到神将他们分别出来。埃及人死亡，但是他们存活。
The Egyptians would die, but they would be spared.
埃及人就死了，但是以色列人却没有。
And this was incredible divine favor.
这是神极大的保护跟极大的祝福。
When being chased to the edge of the Red Sea by Pharaoh's 600 elite chariots and officers, Moses said to Israel, Remember, the Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be still.
当以色列人被法老600多辆的马车还有精兵追逐到红海的海边的时候，摩西对以色列人说，耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
Then the Lord parted the waters and allowed the Israelites to walk escape on dry ground.
神就将水分开，让以色列人能够顺利的在干地过渡过这个海。
And then the waters crashed upon the chariots and killed the Egyptians.
然后水就重新合起来，将这些兵马，埃及的兵马完全的淹没。
And in their whole life, if they missed anything that God has done,Any miracle at that point, they would have seen on that day the dead Egyptians on the seashore.
如果这些以色列人在之前完完全全忽略神所行的神迹，在这一天，他们亲眼看到了埃及人的尸体。
They would have seen the great power of the Lord.
他们也见证了神极大的能力。
And it tells us that they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses that day.
而且那一天，他们总算相信神，也相信摩西。
So right after this, immediately they had a Thanksgiving celebration.
所以当下他们立刻就举行了感恩的庆祝。
They sang Miriam's song of celebration and praise in Exodus 15.
在出埃及记第十五章记载说，他们就唱了米利安庆祝和欢喜的歌。
They rejoiced with singing and with tambourines and with dancing and dancing.
他们就欢呼地唱歌，手里拿着铃鼓，还一起跳舞。
For the Lord was victorious and delivered them from Egypt.
因为神已得胜，将他们从埃及领出来。
They gave thanks because this was the end of Egypt and the beginning of the promised land.
他们献上感谢，因为他们在埃及苦读的生活已经结束了，他们即将要进入应许之地。
This was a profound spiritual high moment, a mountaintop retreat experience.
这是一个属灵的高峰，就好像我们参加退休会的时候会有那种圣灵充满的感觉。
But when they entered into the wilderness, only 3 days later,
但是仅仅三天后，他们进入旷野的时候，
The party was over and the grumbling began.
这个快乐的派对就结束了，埋怨就开始了。
And their complaining would let them wander in the wilderness for 40 more years before they reached their home.
他们的抱怨使他们将在旷野里面流浪40年之后才能够真正的到家。
They had about 2 million people, and grumbling was contagious.
当时他们大概有200万人，而且那个抱怨发怨言是一个很有点像疫情一样这样的蔓延。
Now, this word grumbling is sometimes translated by the King James Version as murmuring.
发怨言这个字在英文 KJV 的版本里面，有时候翻译像成 murmur， 就比较像低咕、很低声的发怨言一样。
But in our modern English, we understand it as complaining.
我们就时常就把它认为是抱怨。
I like the word murmur because it has a connotation of a low-sounding breeding of discontent.
我喜欢嘀咕这个词，因为听起来就是一个很低声，一个字在那边轻声的在埋怨。
This is a dangerous sin.
这是一个很危险的罪。
It's highly contagious and causes harm to everyone who joins in.
它传得很快，而且凡是参与的人都会受到伤害。
I have seen murmuring destroy churches.
我见证过这种低声私底下这样慢慢的抱怨，慢慢的说坏话，将一整个教会破坏。
The word murmur appears 40 times in the Bible.
这个字语在圣经中出现40次。
And when God's people murmur, they do it because their heart is disagreeing with God's actions.
当神的子民发怨言的时候，他们就是不同意神的所作所为。
And then they voice their frustrations to other people.
他们心中开始不满，所以就开始跟他们旁边的人说他们。
Like there is a medical condition, the heart murmur.
就有一项有一个医疗症状。中文是心杂症，英文其实就是 heart murmur， 就是心很低的声音一直在。
And Israel's murmur was also a heart issue.
以色列人的埋怨就有点像这个情况，是他们心里的不安，心里的不满，而小声的嘀咕。
Murmuring somehow makes people forget the goodness of God.
这种低声的怨言使他们完完全全忘记了神的美善。
It wasn't even a generational loss of their children, like who may not personally remember your immigrant suffering.
他们其实这并不是说跨一整个年代的状况，就像或许说我们的孩子并不知道我们当初移民所受的困苦一样。
But it took merely 3 days after they left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea to forget what God had done.
以色列人单单只花了三天，他们才刚刚过了红海，就已经忘了神所行的一切。
Only 3 days.
只有三天。
And they grumbled about bitter water.
他们发怨言说水是苦的。
And God heard them and made the water sweet and drinkable.
神听见了他的怨言，就使水变甜，让这个水能够喝。
On the same day, they left Elim into the wilderness.
当天他们离开了以琳，来到了旷野。
Then they grumbled that they lack meat and bread.
他们就开始发怨言说没有肉也没有饼。
And God heard them and he gave them these low-flying birds, the quail, and bread in the form of manna. What is it?
神听见他们的怨言就开始给他们鹌鹑飞得很低的鸟还有玛拿。玛拿是什么呢？
And I imagine the manna was like frosted flakes.
玛拿就长得很像那样子。
Because it's white, it's flaky.
因为它像一个玉米的脆片，白白的，然后上面沾着白白的糖粉。
And it's sweet like honey.
而且甜的有点像蜂蜜一样。
Just to collect enough for each day.
他们每天就要拿足够的量。
And this is about what the size of one omer is.
一个俄美尔大概就是那个大小。
One omer per person.
一人一耳耳
and if you have too much, it's going to spoil overnight, and then it will grow maggots, and it will stink.
你若收了过多，过夜以后，它就会变坏，然后就会生虫，而且发臭。
And that stink should remind them of the plagues, the stink that they had experienced for the act of disobedience.
那个臭味应当提醒他们在埃及的时候所经历实灾的时候那些尸体所发的臭味就是违背神的时候所发生的。
And as they grumbled about food, they actually said it. We had it better in Egypt.
他们在对食物这件事情发怨言的时候他们还真的说了我们在埃及还好一点。
Are you serious?
你们真的吗？
How about the whippings and the beatings?
你们当时受了鞭打。
Your harsh life conditions.
在很糟糕的状况下工作。
How could they so quickly forget the immense mercy of God and the great power of God?
他们如何为什么能够那么快就忘记神极大的恩典还有神伟大的能力呢？
The Lord had just delivered them from 400 years of slavery from the most ruthless and powerful nation in their world.
神才刚刚将他们从四百年为奴的生活中从一个当时在最残认为最残酷最强大的国家中拯救出来。
And do they really prefer to go back to Egypt?
他们还真的希望能够回到埃及吗？
It's like hearing a recovered addict lament and forget how the sin addiction had enslaved them and ruined them and destroyed their hope.
就有点像一个戒毒的人开始哀叹说他的毒瘾如何辖制他如何破坏他一切的盼望。
Would any of you prefer to go back to slavery and addictions?
你们当中有人会愿意回到为奴的生活回到上瘾的生活吗？
So, our points for today, to recap this, is an attitude of gratitude advances the gospel.
所以重新说我们今天的重点，第一个是心怀感恩能使福音扩展。
And ungratefulness, detours faith.
忘恩负义则使人信心软弱，偏行己路。
And the final point is, let this be our response of thanksgiving to God,How believers express gratitude to God.
最后就是让我们以感恩回应神，我们应当如何向神献上感谢。
When Pastor Rick Warren from Saddleback studied how believers throughout the Bible express their gratitude to God, he discovered that there were three actions that they did most.
马恩峰教会的牧师，华里克牧师，他查考圣经里说信徒如何向神表达感谢，他就发现人们最常做三件事。
In other words, these were God's love languages that He delights us to say thanks to Him.
换句话 说，这就是神的爱的言语，他喜悦我们对他感恩。
The first is singing back to God through thanksgiving song.
第一是以感恩之歌歌颂赞美神。
Don't we love to sing?
我们很喜欢唱歌，对不对？
I love being here when you sing.
当会众一起唱歌的时候，我真的很享受。
I sense your joy and thanksgiving.
我感受到你们的喜乐与你们的感恩。
And God loves it when we sing praise and love songs to just say thank you, God.
神喜悦我们以赞美诗歌来感谢赞美他。
Psalm 95 verse 2 says, Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
诗篇九十五篇第二章里说，我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
In Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts."
哥罗西书三章十六节里面说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道。道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗歌、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
So if you want to say thank you to God, sing your thanksgiving songs when you're cooking.
所以当你要向神发出感谢的时候，你在煮饭的时候就可以感谢神，唱歌。
When you're driving your car,
开车的时候也能够唱歌感谢神。
When you're exercising on your Peloton,
在你的运动的时候
，When you're taking a shower, sing your heart out.
在洗澡的时候，你可以开口大声的唱。
At all times, with music or without,
不管有没有音乐，你都还是能够欢唱。
The second thing that people most did with thanksgiving to God is giving back to God with thanksgiving offerings.
第二就是以感谢为祭，奉献给神。
God loves it when we give back to Him with thanksgiving offering.
神非常喜爱我们以感谢为祭献给他。
In that way, we acknowledge all that we have comes from Him.
我们这么做的时候，就是承认说我们所有的一切都是来自于神。
And none of it is mine to keep.
没有任何东西是我们自己能够保留的。
It is the time of the year now to ask God, where shall I donate?
在这个感恩的季节当中，我们就应该问神说，我们能够捐出什么？
How much more can I give this year?
我还能奉献多少？
Whom shall I support?
我能够帮助谁？
And then honor God by giving back to God.
然后以感谢的为祭来尊荣神。
Psalm 54:6 says, I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, because it is good.
诗篇54章第六节说：“我要把甘心祭献给你，耶和华啊！我要称赞你的名，这名本为好。”
And Proverbs 3:9 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops."
箴言第三章第九节说：“你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣耶和华。”
And I listed some more scripture there for you that this is the way God feels loved.And thanked by us by our thanksgiving offerings.
在 PowerPoint 上面有更多的经节，这就是我们能够以感谢的心来感恩，向神感恩。
And finally, another common way that the people of God said thanks to God was having communion with God through the thanksgiving cup.
最后，人民跟神表达出对神表达出他们的感谢的心的时候，就是与神相交，透过圣餐。
God loves it when we give thanks and remember the Lord's death and resurrection.
神很喜悦我们在感恩的时候纪念他的死与他的复活。
God loves it when we celebrate our union with Him and our union with the body of believers.
他喜欢我们与他合一，然后我们一起纪念在信徒里，在肢体里一同的合一。
And before the close of 2023, we still have a few more opportunities to break bread together and celebrate the Thanksgiving cup.
在2023年结束以前，我们还有一些机会能够一同擘饼，同领祝福的杯。
Let me close in prayer right now.
我们一起来祷告。
Please bow with me. Father, we want to say thank you to you because you are so good.
父神，我们要向你感谢，因为你是美好的。
But we also recognize that you have gathered us together as one church.
但我们也知道，你将我们聚集在这边为一个教会。
And you have gathered our families to be one family.
你将我们每一个家人能够成为家人。
May we also be contagious in our gratitude when we say thank you for the people around us.
让我们能够感恩，心怀感恩，让这个感恩的心能够传染给周边的人。
May we thank the person who guides our car through the parking lot.
也用我们心怀感恩来感谢这些同工们，那个在指挥交通的弟兄。
May we be thankful for our teachers, our leaders, and our pastors and elders.
我们为我们主日学的老师，为我们的牧长献上感谢。
May we be thankful for those who work with our children and grandchildren.
我们为那些在看顾我们孩子的老师们献上感谢。
May we say thank you to the people who serve us lunch, coffee, or snacks.
我们也将厨房服侍的同工们献上感谢。
May we be thankful for the person who smiled at us at the door.
那位弟兄或姐妹在门口向我们微笑的弟兄姐妹，我们也是为他献上感谢。
And this week, Lord, when we gather with our families, may we say thank you to our family members, our parents, and our loved ones.
这个周末，当我们家庭在感恩聚餐的时候，愿我们能够发言感谢他们。
Through their efforts, you have blessed our lives with joy and happiness.
透过这些人，你使我们的生命充满喜乐。
And thank the person who does our laundry and cooks our food.
让我们心怀感恩，谢谢那位帮我们洗衣服、为我们煮饭的家人。
Father, may you make our Thanksgiving this year contagious.
主愿今年的感恩节能够是成为一个能传染给大家的
警醒。Oftentimes when we neglect to say thank you, we are showing ingratitude.
因为当我们忘记说谢谢这两个字的时候，我们其实就已经忘恩负义了。
May our thankfulness advance the gospel.
愿我们的感恩能使福音扩展。
May we not detour faith.
愿我们不要偏行歧路。
And most of all, Lord, that we would always offer thanksgiving to you.
愿我们能够时常将感谢的祭献给你
，and recognize how wonderful you are，
而承认你是那美好的神。
Praise be to God，
一切赞美归于神。
We pray in the name of Jesus，
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen。